Moshet, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Syrian defense holds in Hama and reinforces as Nusra's momentum wanes. Media chaos between Netanyahu and the army. Investigations show forceful rescue killed hostages. Ceasefire violations under review today. Government to convene entire on Saturday. The political editor wrote. Late last night, Reuters revealed that Qatar has returned to mediating negotiations for an agreement to end the war in Gaza. Reports suggest that a Hamas delegation is heading back to Doha for talks, confirming the Palestinian resistance faction's calculations. These calculations are based on the observation that the exhaustion of the occupying entity's military, evidenced by the enforced ceasefire with Lebanon, will inevitably prompt accelerated efforts regarding Gaza. Meanwhile, media rift between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the military command has exposed deeper tensions. The discord intensified following an incident where IDF spokesperson General Daniel Hagari was reprimanded by the chief of staff for bypassing a military chain of command to brief the prime minister on legislative matters. This came after an army-led investigation into the deaths of 6 prisoners during a rescue operation attributed responsibility to the military. This carries a clear message from the army. Using force to free prisoners is both a flawed and fatal strategy, leaving negotiation and prisoner exchange as the sole viable options. In Syria, the army successfully reinforced its defensive line around Hama and its surrounding countryside, expanding its security perimeter by reclaiming towns and villages. This has thwarted Jabhat al-Nusra and their allies' efforts, contradicting claims by some media outlets about advances in or near Hama. The Turkish-backed Washington-Tel Aviv-supported offensive appears to have lost its initial momentum, now stalling on the battlefield. Recordings shared by factions aligned with Nusra show militants pleading for reinforcements and decrying the lack of support, which has allowed the Syrian army to retake some villages without resistance. In Lebanon, the review committee meets today in Naqoura to examine ceasefire violations. Over 100 documented Israeli breaches include ongoing attacks causing daily casualties and injuries, as well as continuous aerial and drone surveillance across Lebanese airspace. This has effectively turned Lebanon into another West Bank in terms of oversight. Looking ahead, the Lebanese government has announced a cabinet meeting on Saturday at the army barracks in Tyre. The session aims to express solidarity with the armed forces and affirm the government's commitment to addressing the deteriorating situation in the south.